The program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. I invite your attention to God's Word, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. For the last 2 weeks and 2 or 3 days, we have been thinking about this great theme of God. I mean, the greatest thoughts, I believe, that can occupy the human mind are the thoughts of God. Yes, it says in this verse of Scripture, we must believe that God is. All evidence points to God. Evidence in nature points to God. The Bible points to God. In nature, we see awesome, almighty power seems to be evident there. This awesome, almighty power is not erratic, unpredictable power. It seems to be governed by laws and intelligence that are consistent. Where you have intelligence, you have evidence of higher intelligence, an intelligent being. Thus you have this power and you have this intelligence and you put them together, it points to God. Not only does nature point to God, it points to one God, because these laws are consistent throughout our universe as far as we can tell. The laws apply. That's why we can have such a thing as science. They apply consistently and can be depended upon, the laws of nature. So they all point to one God. There is one God, not polytheism, as ancient man believed in many gods. Yes, this is great and good, but it's not enough. God has revealed himself to us in his word that we might more know definitely about him. And of course, that's been our thoughts for the last many days here. God has revealed many things about him in ancient times in the Old Testament as he was preparing man for his full revelation in the New Testament scriptures. Of course, we come to the New Testament scripture time and we read like in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, where God has spoken to us, verse 2, in these last days, God has spoken to us by his Son. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw just really what God was all about and like. Jesus told Philip one time when he said he would like to see the Father there in John 14. He said, Philip, have I been so long time with you and you don't know me? He says, he that has seen me has seen the Father. So in Jesus, as Paul said, we see an embodiment of the Godhead, as he said there in Colossians chapter 1 and chapter 2. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So our yearnings and desire to be one with the God who made us, as we're made in his image, are realized in his Son Jesus Christ as he became flesh and walked upon this earth, as he became our Savior, dying on the cross of Calvary and was raised from the dead for our justification. What wonderful truths they are that occupy our thoughts here. And not only that, this is not something we read about in a very ancient book called the Bible. God is very much alive and real today. Of course, the Bible says in him we live and move and have our being. God is just as real as life and just as close as death. We know he sends the sunshine and the rain upon the just and the unjust. We know that men are still lost in sin, and Jesus is able to save to the uttermost, and God is still in the saving business. God is still alive. And we notice that God is a personal God in that connection the last few weeks here. God would like to be personally involved in each and every one of our lives because he made us for himself. And we're like a fish out of water until we are right with God. So may we realize that God is a personal God, and he wants us to be personally involved with him. And we said this God can be trusted because he cannot lie. His character is the law of the universe. And that's what we talked about yesterday, and that's what we're concluding these series out with today, is that you can trust God. Hebrews 11, or rather 13, verse 8 says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he says, be not carried away with strange doctrines. Trust this great God of eternity. Thank you for listening.